This news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care for their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Because the city of Marlette is planning two major street projects, the city council approved hiring some help with the work to be done. The city will pay out $19,800 to have engineering done and bidding out the work for Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. The council also previously hired Felice and Vanderburk. The company assisted the city in successfully applying for the Michigan Transportation Development Grant for the streets work to be done. The city will be able to secure the grant and will cover about 50% of the street work that is expected to cost about $146,880 when cities pays off the rest. In other matters, the council approved charitable gambling licenses for Marlette Athletic Boosters. The city's approval will allow the boosters to submit an application to the gaming license. The boosters want the gaming license to use during a Red Raider sports banquet on March 7th. The Dryden Township Board of Trustees approved the purchase of a new police vehicle during their last meeting. They purchased a 2026 Dodge Durango, was approved. The vehicle replaced the one that was damaged during a police chase last fall. The township cruiser was damaged on November 5, 2025, when it was involved in the Almont Township shooting suspect incident. The estimated cost of the new vehicle is approximately $40,000. The township insurance will help towards paying the bill to replace the vehicle. The township's vehicle was destroyed when police department was assisting Lapeer County Sheriff's Department and Michigan State Police and Almont Township Police in a chase that apprehended William Channer III for allegedly shooting and killing Logan Welch, who was the plant manager at Trims Unlimited in Elmont Township. Before the incident was over, there were five vehicles that sustained damage. Channer was eventually apprehended on Sutton Road between Wilder and Thornville Roads in Metamora Township. He stopped when he encountered a roadblock there, and shots between Chandler and law enforcement were exchanged. Officers were not injured in the acceleration, but Chandler was shot several times. He is now fully recovered and standing trial. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Prill, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
All right, it was reported during the last Elkton Township Board of Trustees meeting that Elkland Fire Department will be needing and getting some new equipment. The firefighters will be needing some new turnout gear. Also, there are 11 pairs of boots that have aged out and will need to be replaced. During the meeting, it was reported that the fire department currently has 23 members and two currently in classes. It was also noted the department had purchased new brush truck and are currently in the process of outfitting it. It was announced by Anthony Middall is the new fire chief of Elkland Township Fire Department there in Cass City. Proposed recall sponsor Deb Mendrick returned his recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustees. Mendrick gathered signatures for Rochelle Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is a township clerk. Although petitions only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposal call to an election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected in this case. Some didn't pass inspection. Just in case some didn't pass inspection. On the petition to recall Brown, approximately 184 signatures were submitted. On the proposed petition to recall Brinkman, approximately 185 signatures were submitted. Also, recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Laurie, who is a township trustee. There are approximately 183 signatures on his petitions, which exceeds the required 120 signatures. Tuscola County Clerk Office is now beginning to review the process, determining if enough qualified signatures have been collected to trigger a recall election for the position, according to County Clerk Jody Fettering. If more than 120 signatures are verified, the recall issue will be on the May election ballot. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.